الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله، الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله، الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله، وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has stated in his Mubarak hadith that من صلى علي في يوم ألف مرة لم يمت حتى يرى مقعده من الجنة. Subhanallah, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated in his hadith that a person who recites in a day 1,000 duruds upon me, he will not die until he sees his abode, his place in paradise. Subhanallah, sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'ina wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, alhamdulillah, as we discussed in the previous episode in our beautiful silsila, the blessed seerah of beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the peace of our hearts and mind, let us inshallah learn his sunnah and his ways and how he spent his life and derive pearls of wisdom from the lifestyle of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as we discussed the Mubarak youth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his blessed marriage with Sayyida Khadijah al-Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, inshallah, as the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as we discussed his youth and his marital life, let us inshallah move forward and learn more and more about his lifestyle. And it is mentioned that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had now reached the age of 40. And despite it being the period of ignorance and being surrounded by polytheism, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was divinely protected from ever committing an act of shirk or polytheism or even engaging in any custom of the people of ignorance. Subhanallah, this was the steadfastness of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At the time, Makkah was the center of polytheism and shirk, and inside the Holy Kaaba itself, people worshipped 360 idols. Allahu Akbar. Despite the family of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam themselves being the custodians of the Holy Kaaba, never once did he prostrate to any idol. Subhanallah. This was the steadfastness of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's life, including the years prior to the announcement of prophethood, was therefore flawless and free of all sins. Subhanallah, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam proclaimed his prophethood, Allahu Akbar, when he announced his prophethood, the kuffar of Makkah, instead of receiving him and accepting the haqq wholeheartedly, they completely went against him. Allahu Akbar, this was the struggle for beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he wanted to shed the light and bring them to the right path, this is how they repaid. Allahu Akbar. And they spared no effort in trying to find the smallest shortcoming from any period of his life to discredit him and to smear his reputation in the public eye. However, history is testament to the fact that despite thousands of his enemies trying to do so, not one was able to find a single fault or incident with which they could discredit the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And for this reason, a sound mind is always compelled to concede that such exemplary character is exclusively for a Prophet of Allah azza wa jal alayhi salam and unfound in any other creation. It was because of this that Islam was readily accepted by noble and refined people who sacrificed their belongings, wealth and lives for the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. The Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who first embraced the announcement of prophethood by our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how fortunate they are. When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam reached the age of 40, Allah azza wa jal placed a strong inclination in his blessed heart for seclusion and dakhliya, and he sallallahu alaihi wasallam began to prefer solitude to engage in worshipping Allah azza wa jal. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam would spend most of his time immersed in the gnosis, meaning the marifa and recognition of Allah azza wa jal, day and night through spiritual striving, which we call mujahada. And he sallallahu alaihi wasallam would also contemplate on how to reform the affairs of his community. It was during this period that he sallallahu alaihi wasallam also started to experience good dreams, the meanings of which would become as clear as true and true as daybreak. Subhanallah, dear viewers of Madani channel, these have been mentioned in Sahih Bukhari as well. And the cave of Hira, as we know, approximately 3 miles from Makkah Mukarrama lies the mountain of Hira, meaning Jabal Hira. On this mountain, there is a cave called Hira. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would worship Allah azza wa jal in solitude here. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would sometimes take food and water with him and spend days in seclusion. When provisions would finish, either he sallallahu alaihi wasallam would return home to collect some more, or Sayyida Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha would bring them to him. To this day, the cave remains in its original form and is visited by many. Subhanallah. And as we know, as we study in the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that one day, while the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was engrossed in worshipping Allah azza wa jal, Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam, the angel who is responsible for bringing revelation and wahi to every prophet, appeared before him and urged him, Iqra, to recite, to read. And he said, Iqra. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam replied, I am not going to read. Upon which he alayhi salam firmly embraced Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. After releasing him, he again urged him to read, and he said, Iqra. And our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam once again refused to read. And then he said, I am not going to read. Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam embraced the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam for a third time and released him and recited the 5 verses of the Holy Quran. And he recited, Iqra bismi rabbika allazi khalaq, khalaq al-insana min alaq, Iqra wa rabbuka al-akram, allazi 'allama bil qalam, 'allama al-insana ma lam ya'lam. Subhanallah. Dear viewers of Madani channel, when Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam, he embraced our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam and urged him to recite these 5 verses of the Holy Quran the third time, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he recited these verses of the Holy Quran, and Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam then went away. This was the first revelation and wahi which the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam received. He had memorized these verses and returned home. Due to it being the first experience, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was shaken by this and said to Sayyida Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, cover me, cover me. And after a short while, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam related the entire incident to Sayyida Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, saying that I feared for my life. Sayyida Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha then comforted him, saying, there is no need to fear for your life. By Allah, Allah will never forsake you. You are good to your family and shoulder the burden of those who cannot carry it themselves. Allahu Akbar. You provide for those who have nothing, and you receive guests with great hospitality and help others in championing the truth and justice. Subhanallah. These are the noble characters of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as it was verified and further confirmed by Sayyida Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha in her own words. They then went to Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha's cousin, Sayyidina Warqa ibn Nawfal, a monotheist who denounced the kufr and shirk practiced by the Arabs at the time. He was a Christian scholar who was well versed in Torah and Injil. He also knew the Hebrew language and would translate passages of Injil into Hebrew or Arabic as much as Allah Azza wa Jal willed. Sayyidina Warqa was now old and gone blind. Sayyida Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, when they went to visit him, she requested him to listen to what the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had experienced. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed him of all that transpired in the cave of Hira. Subhanallah, after listening to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the incident that had transpired with him in the cave of Hira, Sayyidina Warqa, he said, indeed, this is the same angel whom Allah Azza wa Jal sent to Prophet Musa alayhi salam. And alas, if only I was to live to see the day when you proclaim prophethood and when your people drive you out of Makkah so that I may help you. Allahu Akbar. Shocked, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he asked him, will they really drive me out of this city? And Sayyidina Warqa confirmed, he said, yes, this happened to all the prophets before you and the people turned against them. And if I do live to see that day, I will lend you my full support. However, it was to be such that Sayyidina Warqa would pass away shortly after this incident. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam proclaimed and announced his nubuwwah, Allahu Akbar, there were few noteworthy people of Quraysh that accepted Islam. And one such was the beloved uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu. This gave Islam and the Muslims great strength and fortitude. From amongst his uncles, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had the deepest love for Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu anhu, who was an impartial and just individual and was only a few years older than our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And since Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sayyidina Hamza both, they were fostered by Sayyida Suwayba radiallahu ta'ala anha in the infancy, they were also foster brothers. Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu anhu was a very strong and courageous individual and a talented hunter who would spend his days hunting, and upon return he would perform tawaf of the Holy Kaaba and sit amongst the leaders of Quraysh. Subhanallah, this was his great stature. And it so happened that once upon returning from a hunt, Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu was informed by his sister Sayyida Safiya radiallahu anha and the maid servant of Ibn Judan that Abu Jahl had harassed the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and insulted him. Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu anhu was enraged by this and set out to find Abu Jahl carrying the bow and arrow that he used for hunting. He found Abu Jahl in the haram of the Holy Kaaba and struck him so forcefully with the bow on his head that Abu Jahl began to bleed. And furiously Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu ta'ala said, how dare you sway my nephew? Do you not know that I too on the very same religion as my nephew? Subhanallah. Seeing this, some members of Banu Makhzum rose to help Abu Jahl, who, fearing revenge from Banu Hashim, he said, let Hamza be. Today I did swear his nephew and abused him. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu ta'ala, after hurting Abu Jahl, after beating him up, when he returned home and informed the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about what had transpired and expressed his wish to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to embrace Islam, The Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم became elated and happy and pleased upon hearing this. After embracing Islam, Sayyidina Hamza رضي الله تعالى عنه loudly recited this line of poetry that I praise Allah for when He guided my heart to Islam and the pure religion, meaning الدين الحنيف. He came with a religion from the mighty Lord who is all aware of His servants and kind to them. When His verses are recited before us, they bring tears to even the most intellectual ones. And Ahmad, meaning the chosen one, is our leader. So, O disbelievers, discount conquering him with your false ramblings. By Allah, we will never give him over to the disbelievers. Subhanallah. These were the words of Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu ta'ala. In the last line of poetry, he says, and we are ever prepared to draw our swords against them who decide our fate. Subhanallah. This is how this Islam at the time gained strength through Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu when he fought on behalf of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam and protected him against the enemies of Islam and especially the ardent enemy Abu Jahl, the greatest enemy of Islam. Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu was from the noble family of Banu Adi and was unrivaled in his strength and courage. Subhanallah. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he had not yet embraced Islam, and the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam prayed for either Amr bin Hisham, meaning Abu Jahl, or Sayyidina Umar al-Faruq ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu to accept Islam and give Islam strength. This prayer was accepted 3 days after the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu, had accepted Islam. There are many narrations recording the embracement of Islam by Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And one of them, let us inshallah listen to one of the narrations of the embracing of Islam of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And it is narrated that Sayyidina Umar al-Faruq radiallahu anhu was initially very hostile towards Islam. On the day he accepted Islam, he actually set out with his sword unsheathed with a firm intention of killing the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahu Akbar. Coincidentally, along his way, however, he met Sayyidina Nu'aym ibn Abdullah al-Qurayshi, who at that time, it wasn't known to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu that he had recently accepted Islam. And he asked, O Umar, where are you going in the heat of midday with your sword all out and about? And Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala replied to him that today I set out from home with the intention of killing the founder of Islam, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Nu'aym responded, maybe you should put your own house in order first. Both your sister Fatima bint al-Khattab and brother-in-law Sa'id ibn Zayd have embraced Islam. Allahu Akbar. And when Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he heard that his own sister and brother-in-law have embraced Islam already, he was further enraged, and Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala immediately headed to his sister's house and began on knocking on the door. Sayyidina Fatima radiallahu anha, the sister of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, she opened the door, and Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala stormed in and shouted, you too have accepted Islam? He then caught his brother-in-law, wrestled him to the ground and began to punch him uncontrollably. In rushing forward to save her husband, Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha, she received a blow so severe that she was knocked to the ground and began to bleed. Her earrings, it also broke from the blow and fell down without the slightest fear. Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha, she said to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, Umar, do what you please. You may take our lives, but Islam will never leave our hearts. Subhanallah. These were the words of Sayyida Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, the sister of Sayyidina Umar, upon her firmness and steadfastness of Islam. Allahu Akbar. This is what we need in our lives, dear viewers of Madani Channel, inshallah. To be steadfast on the deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, come what may. This is life. It's not a bed of roses. And inshallah, if we are firm on our deen, inshallah, its beauty we will see, inshallah, in this world as well as in the hereafter. And Sayyida Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, she displays an unshakable faith and steadfastness in the wake of this ordeal. And she, with her bloodied face, her face soiled in blood, deeply moved Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala. When Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala looked at her face, it was covered in blood and it left him awestruck. In the blink of an eye, his heart became tender. Heart of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala became tender, and he stood there in silence for a few moments and then said, show me what you are reciting. And Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha took some pages of the Holy Quran and placed them before Sayyidina Umar. He began to read and his face changed to an expression of regret for what he had just done. When his eyes fell upon this ayah of the Holy Quran, سَبَّحَ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ, meaning, whatever is in the heavens and in the earth, glorify Allah. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, upon reciting this ayah, he found himself experiencing a dramatic change inside himself. A revolution began within the inside of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and it changed the condition of his heart. Each word pierced his heart and conveyed a new sense of truth in him. He was deeply shaken by the beauty of the Holy Quran, by its majesty and the nobility of its call and the magnanimity of its message. His body trembled as he read each verse of the Holy Quran, and upon reciting the verse, Aminu billahi wa rasulihi, accept faith in Allah and His Messenger. Again, the seventh verse of Surah Al-Hadid, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, he immediately proclaimed the kalima of Islam and became a Muslim. Subhanallah, this is how Quran, the Holy Quran, guided Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala to embracing Islam. And Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, after embracing Islam, he then wished to meet the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to accept Islam upon his hands. So he went to the house of Sayyidina Al-Arqam ibn Abi Al-Arqam, where the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was there at the time. And Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, when he reached the house, he knocked on the door and waited. Those inside, they peeped through the crack and they saw that it was Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala standing there with his sword in his hand. No one dared to open the door. Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, let him in. If he has come with a good intention, we will welcome him. Otherwise, we will strike his neck off with his own sword. And Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu then entered. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself advanced towards Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala and said, O son of Khattab, for how long will you fight the truth? And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him, accept Islam. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala immediately proclaimed the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was overwhelmed with joy and called out the takbir, Allahu Akbar. And the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam also exclaimed and proclaimed the takbir of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, so loudly the takbir could be heard even in the mountains of the Holy Makkah. Subhanallah. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala himself would narrate the incident of what led him to embracing Islam. And he said, this is another narration of his embracing of Islam, that on one occasion, Sayyidina Umar, now it is his statement, he says that on one occasion, I stood near the idols of Quraysh when someone came and slaughtered a calf in the name of the idols. And when they did that, suddenly a loud voice called out, O insolent man, a great matter of success. An eloquent man is saying there is no God but Allah. Subhanallah. Those who were present then ran for their lives as this voice came from the unseen. Nobody knew where this voice came from. And this voice was loud and could be heard. And however, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala said, I was determined to find out who the caller was. Once more this voice called out. Same thing. O insolent man, a great matter of success. An eloquent man is saying there is no God but Allah. Immediately after this event, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam proclaimed his nubuwwah, his prophethood, and Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu had been greatly affected by this incident, and this event must have also played a part in his embracing of Islam. Subhanallah. This is the beauty of Islam, that Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who once upon a time was an enemy of Islam and very hostile towards our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he embraced Islam. Inshallah, in the coming episode, we will learn more about the propagation of Islam by our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the difficulties that he had to face in this way. Allahu Akbar, the sacrifices that offered by our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it's unimaginable. Allahu Akbar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the steadfastness and firmness on the deen of Islam. Inshallah, come what may. This is the teaching that we derive from the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his sunnah. Inshallah. And this is the true mission of Dawat Islami, that I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Inshallah azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam.
Increase our love to the Prophet.